Good morning, everyone. We're about to get into our time of worship. But before we do, I wanted to say a brief encouragement and then a prayer. My encouragement is, with all the churches switching over to online, one of the things that I realized through one of my online times with another congregation was how strange it felt singing by myself in my room on, like, while watching a bunch of other people on my computer who couldn't hear me, and I couldn't hear them except their worship leader. And I was like, well, this feels weird. Like, there's no large room. I'm not actually with the people presently. And what I realized is that it called out my false view of worship and something that I had forgotten. And I know it's such a cliche that we as Christians use all the time, but we really do have an audience of one. And worship should not be relegated to just when we're singing along in the car or singing along on Sunday. But our God is always worthy of praise. He's always surrounded by it in heaven from the angels who are singing, holy, holy, holy. And it should not be something that we compartmentalize ourselves as Christians either. So myself, singing by myself in my room where no one could hear me, reminded me that I do have an audience of one, that we have an audience of one. So while this maybe strange as we get used to doing church and trying to be the church differently, I encourage you guys, nevertheless, to sing and to take your affections and your heart for the Lord and pour them into the praises, which is the attributes and good works of our God. So if you'll join me in a prayer and then some worship, that would be rad. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in control and that this season doesn't surprise you. Lord, some of us may be scared, some of us may be a bit lost, but you are still in control. The world is still in your hand. Your sovereignty has not diminished. Your love has not decreased, nor is the power of your blood any less potent. We pray that you would steady our hearts and our minds and remind us of your steadfast love and your sure grip on our souls. For it is not a matter of whether or not we will die or perish as Christians physically. Lord, you have taken death's sting, and one day our faith will be sight. May all this, all these things about who you are and about what you have already done be a comfort for us. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for yet another day to be alive, and we thank you and praise you for the breath in our lungs and for the gift of music by which we can give back to you a little bit. We pray that you would bless this time. In Jesus' name, amen. This first song is This I Believe. If you guys want to look it up, to sing along with the lyrics, you can.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior, in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one, I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus.
Judge and our defender.
Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious life. Forever seated high. Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. Oh, I believe in you. Oh, I believe you rose again. Oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. In life eternal, I believe in the virgin birth, I believe in the saints' communion, and in your holy church, I believe in the resurrection, when Jesus comes again, for I believe in the name of Jesus, I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in the name of Jesus.
Next is Lord, I Need You.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Where you are, where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour how I need you. So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
Lastly, we have "It Is Well With My Soul."
When peace like a river ascendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
In my sin, oh, the bliss of this glory.
My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul, and it is well with my soul, and it is well, it is well with my soul, and it is well, it is well with my soul, and it is well, it is well with my soul.
Lord God, you and your attributes are consistent and constant. You are an unchanging God. You do not grow weary and you do not grow weak. We pray that for us as your church, your bride, and your body, that we would not lose strength, that we would not lose momentum. That we would not lose progress, that we would not slow down, but that you would show us how to serve one another. For it is by our love for one another that the world knows we are your servants, your disciples. I pray that you would show us how we may serve this planet and its people, your creation. Show us how we may be the Good Samaritan in a time where there is confusion and worry and fear and restriction. Present to us, Holy Spirit, new avenues by which we may love and share the gospel, that we may be effective in spite of what transpires outside of our homes. Holy Spirit, use this season and this time to refresh us, to instill within us renewed affection for all that you are. You is our triune God. Affection for the Father, affection for the Son, and affection for you, Holy Spirit. Drive us to open our Bibles. Breathe new life into our devotions. May we fall in love with you again. May we be impressed and amazed and wowed that a God that is so holy and so just loves us. May we be amazed that your judgment that should have killed us last night was stayed by your mercy, made possible by the flowing blood of Christ on the cross. May this impress us. May it wow us. May it move us. May it inspire us. And may it convict us. May we emerge from the season, whenever that conclusion is,
better Christians. May we emerge from this season, whenever that is, looking truly more like Jesus. Use this time to grow us in leaps and in bounds. Chisel away large chunks of us, of our flesh that still remains, of habits and ways of thinking and unsurrendered chambers of our hearts, Lord. Use the season to do away with it all. And Lord God, we thank you so much that you do not give up on us. We thank you for the process of sanctification. We thank you that your kindness leads us to repentance, and we thank you that you have granted us repentance. Lord, it's a bit silly for us to talk about us loving you when we are so inconsistent, and to say it to a God whose love is consistent. Nevertheless, Lord, we love you. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we declare with one voice, although we are separated in our own homes and places, we declare with one voice that you are holy, and that you are good, and that you are worthy of every ounce and drop of our allegiance and our affection and our adoration. And we thank you for this handful of minutes to express that just a bit in song. We pray that you would bless us, that you would continue to lead us, be speaking to us loudly and clearly. May we never be oblivious to or unaware of your presence. May we cling to it as you cling to us. We pray all this in the beautiful and powerful and victorious name of Jesus. And all of his children said,